唢呐，
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 笛子，
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 笛子。
At St. Mary's School in Medford, Oregon, an 11th grade class is running through a list of words for traditional Chinese instruments. These 16 and 17-year-olds are in their fourth year of learning Mandarin Chinese. So while their vocabulary is still limited, introducing themselves comes as second nature by now.
我叫 Carly.
That's Carly Irvine. She's not sure when she'll use her Chinese language skills outside the classroom, but she figures that day will come.
Since China and America are working so closely and our relationship is growing more and more, I think it will be very important in the future to know Chinese.
St. Mary's added Mandarin to its foreign language curriculum in 2005 and 3 years ago became the first school in the country to sign up for the Confucius Classroom program. Here's how it works. The Chinese Ministry of Education sends a teacher to a school in the United States, pays about half of that teacher's salary and living expenses, and supplies educational materials such as books and computer programs. St. Mary's principal, Frank Phillips, says parents of some of the students at the private college prep school were skeptical when Mandarin classes were first offered.
It was so offbeat and weird then, you know, we got a lot of feedback from parents on why would you teach Chinese of all things? Why not Spanish?
St. Mary's does offer Spanish, along with German and Latin. But Philip says knowing Chinese will give his students an advantage in a world where China is fast becoming a global economic superpower. He admits the idea of accepting money from the government in Beijing raises eyebrows in his Southern Oregon community.
The question I always get is this a gigantic propaganda move? Is this an evil communist plot on the part of China? That's the number one kind of lingering Cold War suspicion about this program. From what I can detect, having been involved in it, I see none of that.
In fact, the Chinese language education program has won the support of the community's representative in the state legislature, and it drew the attention of neighboring public school districts. Nearby Ashland High School looked to St. Mary's for assistance in bringing a teacher from China to teach Mandarin. 100 students signed up for the course. Ashland Superintendent Julie DeCiro says the skills they're learning will be valuable if, as many advocates of teaching Mandarin say, China plays an even bigger role on the global stage in the future.
Obviously, kids mastering a second language, whatever that language is important, but just given the changes in what's going on globally with China, I think it's important that our students have an opportunity to study the language and culture of China as well.
DeCiro says the school hopes to bring in a second teacher next year so that even more students can take the classes. Ashland officials are even inviting about 24 Chinese teenagers to come study at the school. DeCiro says the goal is to give Ashland students the chance to experience diversity.
For our students to be able to be comfortable in multi-ethnic, multicultural situations, which will be their world as they're entering the workforce, we had to figure out ways of kind of making that happen.
The Confucius Classroom program is expanding elsewhere, too. The Chinese government-funded program is now offered in more than 50 other schools and universities across the United States and around the world, in more than 36 countries as disparate as Argentina, Pakistan, Kenya, and Russia. For VOA News, I'm Chris Lehman in Medford, Oregon.